to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. I'm John North. I'm here to help you start your day right, and that is by taking some time with God right now as we read in the Bible a little bit and say to God, Lord, I want you to be the center of my life today. I want to walk in step with you and your Holy Spirit. I want to be listening for your leading. I want to be learning what you want me to learn. I want to speak for you when you lead me to speak. I'm listening, Lord. What do you have to say to me from your word right now? God always responds to a prayer like that. We're looking this week at the theme of how to find God in all things in our lives. We've seen that we need, first of all, to learn to listen, to get quiet, to get alone with God and wait for Him. It's hard sometimes to get alone and be quiet. We don't like to be quiet. We like noise. But that's a foundation to learning to see God in all things. We need to learn to praise God, get our focus on Him and who He is. We need to set our minds on things above where Christ is, to learn to, in everything, ask, Lord, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to say? What are you wanting to do in my life? And today, we come to Acts chapter 1, where Luke, who wrote the book of Acts in addition to the Gospel of Luke, where Luke writes, "The first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had by the Holy Spirit given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen. To these also he presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days, and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. And gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which, he said, you heard of from me. For John the Baptist baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." And so, when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, "Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth." And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. God's purpose for your life is that he would empower you to be his witness in this world. Every conversation that you have with someone today, every contact you have with another person, is an opportunity to influence that person for God. They may already have God in their lives. They may not even think about God. But regardless, God wants to use you in their lives. For some people, he wants you to share with them what he has done for them at the cross. But not only that, your actions towards them, your example, your behavior, being an encouraging person instead of a critical person, your helpfulness, all of these things God uses to show people what he is like through you. And sometimes he wants you to speak and share with them verbally what he means to you. God wants to use you today. Are you available to him? I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.